Helen, good morning.
Good morning, Tess.
Has any evidence come out stating whether certain types of students benefit more from a single-sex or co-ed schooling system?
Indirectly, there is a little bit of evidence about confidence levels for girls when it comes to STEM subjects if they attend single-sex schools. But in terms of achievement differences, look, the results are very, very mixed, and there are so many conflicting factors or compounding factors that it's, you know, the answer is not black and white. There's no simple answer to it at all.
So you just mentioned the confidence levels that girls experience in STEM subjects. Do you think this may affect further education of girls at co-ed schools?
No, not necessarily, because there's some amazing research by Professor John Hattie from the University of Melbourne, in which he has looked at many, many studies and the factors affecting school, you know, the learning outcomes of students from schools. And the most influential factor is the student, him or herself, and their home background. And that accounts, according to Hattie, for 50% of achievement outcomes. The next most important factor that he argues that we have some control over in schools is the quality of teaching. And the school setting is, you know, very, very low down on the list of factors that affect learning outcomes. So I have to say the answer to that is no, there's no convincing evidence of that being a factor at all.
What are some of the advantages of going to a co-ed school over perhaps a single-sex school?
Well, of course, those who are proponents of co-education, and there are lots of them, they'll say that the real world is a co-educational world, and that this is one of the major, the socialisation factor is one of the major benefits of girls and boys working together. And that's probably the most most often put forward, you know, argument in favour of co-educational schooling. And, you know, there is something in that. But then you have children who are, you know, each child is different and has different needs. And the issue about which school is better then becomes, you know, factors such as, you know, what's the discipline policy in the school? What's their view on welfare? What's their view on dealing with students who might have gender identity issues? All of those factors are things that parents should explore when they're looking for a school for their child.
So you mentioned there, with the what's the other factors that are influential to a child's education? You mentioned their gender identity issues and what their perhaps stances on welfare and things are. Are these the biggest issues?
No, I don't think they're the biggest issues. I think, you know, the biggest issues obviously are what, you know, John Hattie has identified, the quality of the teaching and, you know, the reputation that the school has, the, you know, what the discipline might policy of the school might be, how they deal with, you know, different issues in terms of co-curricular programs, whether there are music facilities if your child is, you know, is musical. There's a range of factors. There's no one, you know, you can't pin it down to just one thing. And parents, you know, are the best, the people who best know their own child, and therefore, you know, doing your homework about which school is going to best suit your child is, you know, the homework that parents are really, I think, have the responsibility to undertake. You know, if you have religious affiliation, will the school cater for that adequately? And this can determine, of course, whether you send your child to a single-sex or a co-educational school too. So there are, you know, there's a myriad of factors, and the research, as I said, shows that school background, home background, and which is socioeconomic factors and educational levels of parents and all of those things that the system doesn't have control over, so to speak, are in fact the greatest, you know, the greatest factors in terms of a child's likely educational outcomes, learning outcomes from schooling. The school plays a part, of course, and that's why you have to find the right school, but it's also what happens in the home and so on.
And just before we let you go, Helen, although parents may find this issue to be important, do the students themselves tend to lean towards a preference between either single-sex or co-ed schools?
No, I think that varies according to the child. And again, that might be something that the parents ask their own children. Would you like to go to a single-sex school or do you prefer to go to a co-ed school? So I think children themselves can answer that question. You know, they're not empty vessels. They have some thoughts and thinking and are intelligent. And they can also tell you whether they would prefer to be with only girls or only boys or to be in a mixed environment.
Well, Helen, thank you so much for joining us on The Daily this morning.
My pleasure. Thank you, Tess.